Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing this morning.
Woo! It's flying by, Captain Mickey, but we got good old Cliff Webb on the line.
Well, that ought to get us fired up for another session, huh?
James Plagg brought some energy, paying that light bill.
Back. And hopefully, after Cliff, we get a hold of Meredith McCord this morning and talk to her. You talk about a lady that can fish now. I ran into her at the fishing show last night, and man, she goes all over the world, and she does it up. So, anyway, great national anthem, too. I like that one. Alan Jackson, that's a good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to plug that into one of my favorites. Still like Brad Paisley the best at the World Series in 2017 in L.A. Remember that one? That was a good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we won the game. And we didn't cheat. We didn't have cameras at that game. How about that? All right. Let's go down to Corpus Christi and let's talk to our good friend, Captain Cliff Webb. Hey, man, what is up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, dog?
I'm doing good. Just waiting for my surgical mask to show up in the mail. It's coming from Japan.
There you go.
It's made in Japan. I mean, I just hope the guy washes his hands when he put it in the box.
That's it. Isn't this a crock, all this publicity over this?
It's just absolutely crazy.
I
told a guy today, if you put that on the boat, we're turning around.
Hey, the first thing I saw when I pulled out of the fishing show last night, the first red light, a couple in the car next to me, we were under a street light, and I look over, and they both have masks on. I cracked up laughing. I totally lost it.
That's what I think. All those things are made in Japan, too. I just love that. You know, I just hope the guys wash their hands before they put it in the box. But
well, at least they're made in Japan instead of China. So, hey. Oh, goodness. Well, what's been going on, man? You've been hammering on them?
The wind just been hurting me, though. God, just can't get the right day with the right weather. If I got a trip, the wind's blowing. Yesterday was just, man, I got beat up yesterday.
Did you?
You know, the weather wasn't really calling for that strong wind. I thought we had a little window in the morning, and we piled out on the shore, and I was pretty good in the morning. Not a very strong wind. Had some really good fishermen from Houston, and we're fired up, you know, and we get out there, and we, right at crack of daylight, we started seeing a little mullet work, and we stuck four good fish. Well, I say one good fish, and the rest are okay. And then the mullet kind of shut down, but the horizon had a little bit of cloud on it. The sun wouldn't quite break to it and get enough light on the water, really, to get the mullet going. So we decided to pull out and go just make a boat ride until the sun got up a little more. So we went way south, and the time I got there, the wind was going about 40 miles an hour. It was insane.
Oh, God. What direction do you have?
Straight north. I mean,
yeah, that's what we had up here. It cranked out of the north here, too.
Man, and we got on some fish, but the bite was tough. You know, it was a high-pressure bite, and one of my guys jumped a big one and got off. And, you know, we were going to wait it out till afternoon. I think, like James said, when that wind finally calmed down and the pressure got off them a little bit that afternoon, they might have They might have bit a little bit, but man, my guy got a hook in his finger all the way past the barb, man, and we had to go to the emergency room. But man, it's one of those deals that went right on the tip of his finger, and there's no way you could push it out or in or anything. No. And that hurt. That's, man, those fingers hurt.
Yeah, it does. That's right in the tip end, man, where all the nerve endings are. Jeez, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we got him, took him in, he got numbed up and got out of that deal, but that kind of shot up in the foot about 2 o'clock. So we just pulled the plug on. We weren't exactly smoking them anyway.
It wasn't like you were leaving them biting every cast like we've had to do with those kind of issues. Yeah.
You know, and I run back as chocolate milk all the way back, just ripping. I mean that.
It tore it up, huh?
Yeah, just tore it up bad. And I knew that late that afternoon when it settled down, we might have got a bite. You know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, right at dark. But we were hooked up, and I think they were done. I worked them pretty hard, but man, what a good bunch of guys. God, it's always that way when you get the really good ones, the weather gets you or something. You get the so-so fisherman, the weather's perfect, and you know, it just kind of works out that way.
I talked to a really nice guy at the show yesterday at the fishing show, and he had come down with you, and while he was there to fish with you, y'all got hit by two northers.
Oh, no.
He said, well, how was your trip? I said, man, we hit it perfect, you know. We didn't have a front coming or anything, and we had fog roll in, but it waited to roll in after we got in the water wade fishing every morning, and, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better. I said, you know, one afternoon the wind cranked up pretty good, but I said it was nothing for down there, you know. And
yeah, that was good.
Caught a lot of fish and had some great times, and I said, you just, you know, this time of year, you just got to have that little window, and if you hit it right, you're going to reap the reward for it.
You know, we talk about February being the big trout month. Well, there's 5 to 6 days in February that's a window that is a perfect day for big trout.
Exactly.
The rest of the time you got in front, you got stuff to deal with. Yes, it's a great month. It's a great time. That's when the big fish bite. But, you know, catch those 5 or 6 days in that 28-day period that you're going to get in there and get them. So just because you book a day in February, hope you book one of those 5 or 6 days, the weather's going to let you really do something you want to do.
Right.
You need an open field. You know, it's funny if if you only got the 20-yard to the goal line to play, that's what you got to play. But if you got the whole field, you got a lot better chance of getting on some fish. And that's kind of what it does with the wind direction. You're limited to one shoreline or something, and maybe that's not where they are.
Yeah.
That's what happens to us now. But I've been putting new hooks on my hot rods and lilies. Let me tell you what, dude. My hands are so bad, I can't even get them hardly on with a split ring. Those pliers and stuff. I said, you know, last year I could do it. This year the hands are going. So it took me about 30 minutes to get some hooks on a hot rod. So I told all my cutters, look, man, here's these new hooks. Put them on yourself.
Yeah, no joke. I know. I spent a lot of time doing that, and it's tough to do because those split rings are small, and the eye of the hook is thick.
Good,
is thick,
man.
But those split rings are so strong. And once you get it on there and get it going, you can – but it takes forever. I know where you're at with that, man.
Without getting a hook in your hand. You know, and I'm sure those little hooks will work on them and then catching fish on them. But, man, I got this thing. I want the best hooks on them after losing that big fish with you a few weeks ago. That was a dumb deal, leaving that bad hook on that corky. And that, you know, that was, I think about that now, and I said, you know, I usually don't do things like that. And to pull an old corky that's 20 years old and didn't really check the hook, just pop it in there and throw it out there. Of course, that's the one you hook the big fish on, you know. But it's all good.
I remember that. Salmon-colored corky.
Yeah, that's some cool colors we had made back then. We had one made with a gold insert with a salmon back and a pink side. And, man, I got 2 or 3 of those left. That is a great-looking bait, especially on a cloudy day.
Oh, man. You don't have to tell me.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was looking at that. I'm really starting getting really pressed with the hot rod because my shoulder this time of year throwing those big baits are starting to really hurt. And going down those smaller jerk baits in there. And I tell you what, March and April, it's lily time, and those baits are really starting to work now. So I think this is better for us. But right now I'm still catching things on soft plastic. That Little John opening night in pink and silver is smoking. Man,
isn't that
I don't
amazing?
Know what's going on. Is it the same thing in your water, the pink and silver?
Yeah, James had real good success on the pink Little John yesterday.
Yeah, he said he had a 6-pounder. That's a toad, man. That's a
good
one.
Had a 6.25, and, you know, he was on so many fish that were slicking their butts off, and, you know, it just drives you crazy when you're standing in them like that and they're just popping slicks all around you and they're all pure trout. and you're just catching one here and one there when it should be every cast. But that's what we go through up here this time of year, that old lethargic bite, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's a high-pressure bite. And
I've
got an app on my phone. I have an app on my phone. It's called the pressure. It's a barometric pressure that the gauge. It's called the fishing app, barometric fishing app. And I punch it in. It has a needle. You put set, and then the red needle goes to where the pressure is at that moment. And you set it when that front comes up, and then you just watch it go past it, high, high, high. Then once it stables in the day, then once it falls back a little bit, you'll get that bite. And we were standing in some fish yesterday about 1 o'clock, and that barometer's rising. And the mullet's working, and they're there. I mean, there's several other boats in there, and the fish are there. Nobody's hooking up. And you can just, Mickey, you know they're there. You can smell them.
Yeah.
You can see the burnout.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the way they know they're there. But they're not going to bite. And when you do get a bite, it feels like a piece of grass on there. It's a real light bite. You better set the hook and get on it. And that's what we were dealing with. But I think if we had been able to stay yesterday afternoon, we might have got a bite, 3 or 4 o'clock. But that's the way these fronts do to you. It's a pressure thing. And
it is.
Just biting, that's a tough one, man.
It's hard to believe a predatorial fish like a trout, man. It's just, all they do is swim and eat and lay eggs. And, and they can just... they just get so weird on you at times. It just drives you nuts. It's been going on my whole lifetime, and I hadn't figured them out yet. I'd like to meet the guy that has. I want to meet the person that's got it down to a science.
That is, man. I just in the days I think I'm going to smoke them, like yesterday I was so fired up Thursday night. I just knew I was going to get those fish Friday morning. I just knew it. I've been on them. Been on them all day, and I said, I know, and then that happens. That pressure starts going up, and we had
the barometer didn't even drop yesterday. It actually went up.
I don't know what was going on with that. It was just strange. And I've been catching fish right there. I know they're there. But the dead giveaway on those high pressure is that hit. When they're barely picking up a plastic or barely mouthing a corky, you bring your corky back, they tap it, they won't come back. Well, they just don't want it. And that floater inside the fish, that white floater that you see, the barometric pressure inflates it, and they feel full.
Right.
They won't eat. And the low pressure deflates them. So that's what they're doing. They're sitting there, and they feel full. They're not really interested. And, the day before, they ate a 14-inch mullet, so they're okay. So that's what you deal with.
And that's what hurts you, that pre-front bite versus the post-front bite. That pre-front bite, a lot of those better fish, they'll swallow a big old mullet, and they can hang on to that for 3 or 4 days. And
I wonder about that too, Mickey. I think that those bigger fish sometimes only feed 2 or 3 days a week.
I think so, too.
Big fish, they just won't eat every day. You can get on them one day, and the next day you go back, and most of them are full, especially when you're dealing with less numbers of fish. Now, in the old days, we had more numbers of fish. You had more hungry fish. But you take, 10 fish to the 300 fish, you hope one of those 10 are hungry. But you got 300 fish, there's probably 50 of them that are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different playing field. But I still just really get fired up about going. Man, I'm sore as I can be today. I tell you what, it's that wind wore us out. I'm running that 25-foot Magnum. You know how rough it was when it was a little rough, and that Magnum of mine.
Oh, I'm telling you, but that, that's a good boat. I was impressed with the ride of that boat. I fished out of Blaine's, but we never had it in rough water whenever I fished a couple of times with him and his. But that day the wind got up, I was real impressed with how that boat performed. That's a good boat, man.
Yeah, I got that Benzie in the back. I put her bite in the back, and we put our ears down to go against that wind. It's pretty daggum comfortable, man.
Yeah, I got to get hooked up. I want to get a seat rig like you got there with that tackle drawer underneath, and boy, that's the only way to go. I fell in love with that.
I came up with that tackle deal, and he sold several of them, but that's an offshore box. It's instead of under your seat where the ice chest goes, there's really not enough room to slide it out and put the fish in there anyway. You have to pull it all the way out and open the lid to paint it, but I don't use it. So I just made a sliding drawer in there with all my tackles, waterproof. And it's so nice to put all your soft plastic stuff in there, and you can just reach in there and say, hey, man, you help yourself to everything in the drawer there in the plastic.
That was cool. That was like your little academy in there, man. Just slide that open. You got, hey, pick a color, boys. You've got them.
Yeah, that was good stuff, man.
Hey, hang on. Let me do a quick break. I'll come back at you, Cliff. Stick with me, man.
Thank you. Thanks, man.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 618 right here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus. All right, Cliff, we're back, man.
It looks like you're having a good show. It sounds like you're having a great show.
It is. It's a really good show. It really is.
I wish I was there. It's been so long since I went to one of those. I sure had a lot of fun when I did. Man.
I know it. We had some times back in the day in there, didn't we?
Golly. I was sitting there thinking about when they shut that show down at night and they put all those sheets over all the people's products, all their stuff. And then that one guy had those big giant snakes in there, those whatever those were, those anaconda things, whatever that was. And that snake got out. Remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
they announced on the deal right before the show opened that we've lost a 14-foot snake over here. And so everything's real quiet in there before it opened, and everybody's taking the sheets off of their displays, and all of a sudden we hear this scream, and the guy goes, well, found my snake.
Somebody just pulled a sheet off. Here we go.
Yeah, and it was laying up in the middle of a bunch of guys had a bunch of knives and stuff, you know, laying there, and that snake was all rolled up in that leather stuff. Everybody was walking around like, where's that snake at, man? I know he's in here. But that was some entertaining stuff back then. God almighty.
Boy, it's hard to believe Dave Holder's been putting that show on for 45 years now.
I can't believe that, Mickey.
Boy, yeah. Time flies.
And, you know, back in the old days, that's where we got our business. That and Doug Pike and Joe Doggett and all the sports writers like you're talking about, those were our bread and butter there. You know, thank God Pike would come down and fish with us because, you know, Doug got us started down here. There was no one would ever come down here and fish with me in the winter. They'd like, you're crazy, man. We're deer hunting. And, Sheka was up in Mexico deer hunting. There's nobody in the bay. And Doug really didn't fish the winter stuff, drift fishing. So I had the whole winter to myself, but I was fishing by myself, not making any money, you know. So when Doug would come down and write those articles, I started filling up in the winter, and that really helped me. But that and the fishing shows were our bread and butter. We didn't have all that electronic stuff. It was just word of mouth.
No, you had to go out and promote yourself. You had to prove yourself, personally. And now you can just put all your good photos up on the internet and man, hero shots is what I call them. And everybody thinks you do that every day of your life that you go fishing. But you don't see the photos of the empty stringers and empty coolers.
You just see my photos yesterday.
Yeah.
Hooking the finger,
Yeah, that's it, man. You don't see all of that.
Wind blowing 40 miles an hour. They don't show those pictures, do they?
Hey, and that's all pressure. Right. You finally get, a Bob Brister or a Doggett or a Pike to go with you, and you got to produce, man. I mean, it's like being in a tournament. You got the cameras, you got the man, and you better produce.
Well, I know. And that's when the weather can just get you, man. You just hope you get that window. You're hoping you can get on the fish will bite, but the weather is the key factor in all of our outdoor stuff. It's
remember,
not like we live in a dome.
Going way back, remember we had two papers in Houston at the time that both of them had great outdoor columnists. And you had Ken Grissom with the Houston Post. I took him several times. We had some unbelievable trips also. And it just one article and your phone wouldn't stop ringing for a week.
Oh, I know it. Man, when Pike wrote that article, we called those big trout. I mean, it was just unbelievable. The phone just nonstop, and everybody came down here from Houston. That was really something. That was the power of the pen right there, buddy. It was just really
biggest swarm of calls I ever had in my whole career was back in the early 80s. I took Bob Brister, and we went up in the north end of Trinity Bay and wade fished. And, I was telling him about all these 7-8 pound trout we were catching. And I said, they don't bite every day. Hopefully, we'll get you a big one or something. And well, it turned out it was like fours, fives and sixes every cast on copper and bronze spoons. And He brought Doggett with him too. It was me and Blaine and Joe and Bob, and he wrote an article on that. And I can't believe the flounder we got into. He was more excited about the flounder than he was the big trout he was catching. He was catching 4 and 5 pound flounder on spoons.
Man.
And water was air clear, and just, you know, it was one of those days I couldn't have hit it any more perfect. We just didn't get a 7 or 8 pounder, but we had 6s and 5s, a bunch of them. And he wrote that article that, and I bet I booked, I would be willing to say I probably booked 100 trips off of that one article. Just phone just went ballistic.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it was down here when pike would come down. And, you know, those guys are good fishermen, too. It's not like you're bringing just somebody. Those guys can
fish. Hey, Doug's on the other line. We're going to try and punch him in and do a conference. He wants to talk to me and you, Cliff. See if we can get him up. Are you there, Doug?
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Hey, what's up? Your ears should have been burning.
I've been listening to you guys on the way in. I do that, you know. And I wanted to say something to you and Cliff. You talked about how when you had guys like us in the boat, you felt pressure. There was a reason that we called you guys to come fish with the quality of guys that you and all the guys I fished with back then were. It's because we knew we had our best chance of getting a good story. Our responsibility, the pressure was on us to come back with a story, and I knew if I went with one of you guys, I was going to come back with a story. So don't think that we didn't have pressure either, and the reason we picked you guys is because we knew you could fish.
Sometimes we can, can't we, Cliff?
Yeah, hey, man, I had to pat you guys on the back because and I know that in the industry I'm in, there's a lot of guys who can't fish too, and it probably drove you crazy putting them on your boat because you'd be in the middle of great fish and they couldn't handle themselves. I learned a ton from you guys, and I wanted to thank both of you for teaching me what you did.
Well, cool. How about that, Cliff? Did we lose Cliff?
Oh, no. Did I knock Cliff off there?
Well, maybe we can double punch him or something. Did you try doing the double click on the button there, and it didn't work? Okay, see if you can get him back up. Yeah, we got to get Cliff in the middle of this, man. What are you doing? You're getting ready to go in and do your show next time.
Yeah, man, I'm pulling in the driveway now, man. I got to get in there and get prepped up myself. Good seeing you out at the show, by the way. That is a good one. I can't believe we're still propped up and doing this, man.
Yeah, I know it, man. It's just, and I can't believe how good you still look for your age, too. You're holding your age really well. Is Cliff back? Let's see if we got him. You there?
I'm here, man.
All right.
Oh, good. Did he hear any of that? Yeah, Cliff, what I was doing is just letting Mickey know that I really appreciated going fishing with you guys because I knew I was going to get a story if I went with you.
Yeah, it may not be about fishing. You can get something anyway.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of that going on too, man. That's why I started writing that humor column for Saltwater Sportsman. I knew I'd get some stuff out of you guys. Hey, I got to go to work, man, but I just wanted to let you know, personally and on the air how much I appreciated the help you guys gave me and what you taught me about fishing this country.
Well, and we all became good friends over the years, you know, and I talk about it all the time. Some of the best friends I have to this day have been because of fishing, you know.
Sure. Absolutely, man. I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I'm going to go to work, man. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Doug. Go get your prep done, ahead. Brother. All right. Are you still there, Cliff?
That's all right. To talk to him. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man. Really
I couldn't believe he came down last summer and with his son, and we fished the surf, had a blast. And you're right, guy. That guy has not aged. I don't know what's going on, man, but he looks the same. What's up with that, man?
I know. He's got some fountain of youth he's playing with there. Maybe it's that golf game of his or something. I don't know.
Moisturizer.
That's a good one.
Yeah, when I go to the dermatologist, you know, get stuff burned off, and they never worry about, you know, marring my look because it's bad enough, and it just kind of may help it a little bit. It just kind of tucked some of those scars and those game trails I got in my face now from all that sun.
Game
man.
Trails. I love that one. That's a great line.
Game trails. Yeah, good. But
We were talking about that at the show. There were a couple of guys I met. They had never met me before. And I said, now you know why I'm on radio. I got a face for radio, baby.
Oh, Mitch, you're doing good, man. That's awesome, man. But I've just been hearing about how good that show was. Man, I've just been hearing that from everybody, how that show was really good yesterday on Friday on the fishing show, how many people showed up. Man.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And those seminars, you know, I would love to see those guys, like Sharky and those guys, do those seminars. He's a hoot, man. That's good. And the fish dude, oh, my God. I'd love to see the fish dude. Richard, I'd love to see him in a seminar. He's
yeah,
really
and they're never lost for words, I can tell you that.
No, he's just good. He knows his stuff, man. That's what I like about him. He's good, man.
Yep. Sharky, for his age, he's got a lot of knowledge, and, man, he's got the drive. And, boy, I'd give anything to have that kind of drive again, you know, to stay that fired up and pumped up all the time. Golly.
Yeah, you're like, we're fired up for at least 2 days.
Yeah. Then you got to drag a leg and heal up for two, yeah, and then get back at it, you know.
That's go lick your wounds for a couple of days. You know, I can do about 3 or 4 days, and then that fifth day, man, I'm just dragging, especially the way we wait here. It's a lot of waiting here.
Yeah, y'all have a lot of area to cover. You know, at least here when we wade, when we find the fish, they'll be like on a towhead off a point or something where you stand there next to a drain or whatever, and you don't have to do all that walking, and you can just stand there and throw and catch them all day long, you know.
Yeah, and that's what Charlie does too. There, you know, he finds little points on those oyster beds and stuff. They just get out of the boat and they don't walk 20 yards and they get on and they stand there. You know, we may walk 500 yards to find a pot of fish, catch them, and walk another couple hundred yards, then move and do the same thing on the shoreline. Very seldom do we walk into a spot and just sit there and hammer them. Sometimes it happens, but most time we're covering water.
Yeah, see, we got ledges and drop-offs and guts and things like that that run off of adjacent or off the shoreline, parallel and all that, and, you know, that hold the fish, and you don't have to cover that much water. Once you find them, you got them, you know.
You know, and I listened to you talk, Mickey, about how many times you caught those big fish deep. You know, that's something so different. You know, we catch them deep sometime in the winter, but all of our bigger fish are caught. But you would stand with those mirror lures and throw off a drop-off out there deep and catch those fishes on ledges. They're just coming up those slopes on those points. Is that what you're doing, working those mirror lures off those points?
Yeah, and that's what they do. You know, we have a flat, you know, from the shoreline out, kind of like y'all. But once you get out to waist-deep water, it'll just drop off. And, I mean, you can actually stand in waist-deep water and throw your lure out into anywhere from, you know, 5 to 8 feet of water over with shell drop-offs that hold those fish, and they'll run up and down those ledges like that, but then they'll fan in and they'll work that bait up in their shallow and attack it, and then they'll go back out deep where they feel safe,
right.
And then they'll lay up again, and you can stay on them a lot better that way. You don't spook them as easy, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's why y'all guys did so good on those mirror lures, you know, that's a perfect bait to throw out deep.
I wish I had a dollar for every trout I caught on a mirror lure. I could actually retire.
Oh, man. And I think about those mirror lures with three treble hooks on them, you know, how many times we didn't get hooked, we should have. We didn't have boga grips and stuff to grab those fish. We're grabbing with our hands. You guys are grabbing. Same thing with the broken backs and stuff. You know, it's amazing how we didn't get hooked. I guess the hooks weren't as sharp or something. I don't know. We just didn't get hooked like we do now. Maybe we're more agile. That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I think we had a little better agility and quickness in those years than we do now.
You know? That's exactly right. I had a guy last week, and he's an older guy, 70, and the fish is hooked outside the mouth of a big old fat boy, and he's reaching over with his hand trying to grab him. I go, this is not good. And he just touched that cork, and he'd almost get his hand, he'd pull it back, and the fish would turn, and right when he turned the cork, and I go, oh, he's going to get it. And finally, the fish got off, and I said, thank God.
I hated he lost that fish, but thank God he didn't get hooked, man.
Yeah, because he was going to get hooked, man. I walked over there and gave him my boga grip. I said, here, man, just snap this on your belt. Next time that happens, just snap in his jaw, and then work that thing out with a pair of pliers, and I won't be taking you in. So, because he didn't do a lot of that corky fishing. He was a bait fisherman. I was trying to get him into the lure deal, but he did fine.
Well, when we get you to come up here and fish with us this year, Hillman's heard all about it. Me and you and him and Ploggy said, I got to get in the boat. I said, well, you're welcome.
Awesome,
we'll drag Hillman with us, too. That'll be fun, man.
That'd just be awesome, man. I'd love to come see you guys, man.
All right, Cliff. Well, hey, it was a great conversation this morning. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Learn something every time.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I wish I'd fish more, but, man, good luck at that show. I know you're going to kill them today, man. People are lucky that you're there. You're going to give them a lot of information. But thanks for having me on, Mickey.
Hey, you got it. And somebody wants to come down and go fishing with you, give them a number, bud.
All right, man. I'm at area code 361-949-0707. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, and thanks to Doug for calling in and making us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah, that made my day, man.
Yeah, it did.
Thanks,
Mickey. All right, brother. All right. See you, man. Bye. Take care. All right, that's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blaine had, he ain't telling what he'd have. He had him the twin B4 and that Mako. One was like a 140, one was about to be a 90. We might put a 115.
Hey,
on
Bobby
there.
Campbell had just bolted him something on there till he rebuilt something else. He'd go by Bobby's house and Bobby had bolted him a 90 on one side. And the next day, Blaine would blow something else up. He might have an 85 on the other side. You never know.
None of the cow has ever mashed on that boat.
No.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I've always been keen on boat names, and I saw two, and it had to be a coincidence. If not, they were running together. But two boat names I saw up on the Great Lakes when I was up there 2 weekends ago. It was a yacht, and the name was the Sea, S-E-A, Alice.
Alice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And what was funny was 5 minutes later, another went by, and the name of the boat was the Stiff Competition.
Oh man.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 638 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go up to Lake Conroe and talk to our good friend, Tex Bonin. Hey, Tex, what's up?
Hey, Captain Mickey. I'm on about the fourth cup of coffee. And
me too. I'm wired to the max.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys. That was a good show going on today, buddy.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. We're all up, and we're not pushing up daisies, and it's all good, brother.
That's good, then. That's good. Now, I haven't done much, but I got a lot of good news anyhow, Captain Mickey, so I might as well just put it out there.
Heck, yeah, bring it on, baby. We love good news. No fake news here. It's all good news.
Good news. After 8 days, got the daughter out of the hospital and home, and we are relieved, put it that way.
That's wonderful.
She had one more chemo treatment, and doc's not going to let her go through it anymore. He said you're okay like you are. So
That's great news.
It just sounds great to me, you know, and boy, it's a relief on the wife and I.
I bet. That's some stressful stuff, man. That is so bad.
We spent almost all those 8 days up there with her, Mickey, and it takes its toll, put it that way.
Yeah.
But the only thing is, like I say, she's out up and down some. I don't know. She's still got some more doctor visits coming up here. And from there, I think she'll go back to work, you know. So it'd be good, you know. Just good for it. But that's the good news in our family, Captain Mickey. And the other thing, man, it's some good bass showed up. You know, we're coming up on the full moon, and you know, my old deal is them redbud trees are blooming, and the bass are at the bank, I always say.
Well, that first full moon, buddy. I mean, we've seen it how many times over the years. You know, your redbuds are already bloomed out, and you got a full moon coming up, and the big creatures are coming in.
You always say the week before the full moon and the week after is a two-week period right there. And if you're a serious trophy bass hunter, well, that's when to get out and get them, I tell you.
Yes, sir.
It works that way every year. And I don't keep up with you guys on the coast. It's when the specs do their spawning and everything, Mickey. But it's a prime time for freshwater, put it that way. And some big old brim are coming from about 18 foot of water. And some of them are at our docks already, but what it is, they're big as your hand, and they have got eggs. They're not ready yet, but they've got eggs already, you know, showing up with them. And the crappie, I don't know, it's spotty for us right now down here on the south end of Lake Conroe, Mickey. We'll have those crappie come into our docks, or I don't know if they're already there or just decide to bite. But one day you'll have a real good bite going on and catch you a good mess of crappie that way. And then it's all be the next day, and you can't buy a bite there. I don't know if related to weather or what, Mickey, or to the water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even look at the water temp here toward the end of the week here, but last week it was about 57 degrees down on our deeper end with the brush piles and everything.
Right.
And the bite is not as good or anything, but I talked to some of the boys that fish in the north end, and these were reliable sources, but catching limits of crappie, and what they do is getting out of the boat and wading down the shoreline. And using jigs like that, and the old Bill Dance method. Long years ago, Mickey, we had some of the Bill Dance shows, and he was wherever he was at. I can't remember, but he had him a crappie pole rigged up and with jigs like that, and he got out, and that flat looked like it was a mile long down through there, and he was out there wading. I guess he knew the water, you know.
Yeah,
and catching every time he'd come to a rotten tree, I guess I'd call it. He'd pull some crappie out of there, sometimes one or two, and then he'd go to the next one. And he was catching them crappie that way. But we're at that time of year right now, Mickey. And I had another friend that said they caught a limit of catfish, but the only thing is he didn't say how many of them was in the boat fishing, you know, but they were up in the timber in the north, on the north end, and said they had a place there, a little gully run through there, and he said they were limited out on catfish, but the thing about it was if he may have had two or three doing that, you know, but still it's a good fishing report anyhow if you catch them catfish like that up shallow.
Oh, yeah.
So real good there, and we're biding time. I got trips next week, Mickey, and I'm going to go up today and have what I call beat up catfish holes. Got
right.
A couple of spots I keep baited all year long, just about, and it's time I got some groups going out, and we'll go up there and chase them down and have some fun doing that. But I'm going to bait up today, and the wind right, trying to blow some. I hear y'all reporting down on the coast. It's sounds like the wind's blowing something.
Yeah, it's a little breezy down here this morning. You know, it's going up north up your way. It's not as breezy, you know, on the high ground.
Yes,
so it's mostly along the coast.
We are getting our baiting in. Might even drop a hook and see if we can get some fish out there. But I got, families with children. And I'll get them up there, and we'll have some fun, I'll bet, anyhow.
Yeah, spring break time of year. You ought to be busy with kids this week, huh?
Yes, sir. And I still got openings and everything, Mickey. Not booking out real solid like in years past here. You know, we used to have like two a day and people calling around to see if they can,
right.
can get a slot in there. And it's not happening now, but we'll take what we can, you know. And go
I understand.
Yeah, Captain Mickey, with the show there. That sounds good. I'm going to put my 2 cents in on that show. We've done it for 24 years. And my gosh, and I think it's 45th year.
45th, man. Can you believe that? Man. 45 of these shows? Has it been that long?
Man, that
it doesn't
something.
Seem like it.
Yes, sir. And I used to ride around with Dave on his little cart he has in there.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get to ride around there, and he said, how do you rate that? And I said, well, that's back when we were getting close to that 24 years, you know. I said, we get to ride around with Dave every now and then, Cindy and all of it. It is something how time has flown for us, you know. We're old-timers at it, and I enjoy listening to y'all talk about it, too, though. And we used to always... He'll sit around that ancient booth and somebody like you or some of the other guys, longtime guys down there too, and just enjoy sitting there and talking, you know. It is something.
So, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Those were the days. It was good times,
yeah.
Man.
You
and Billy were a permanent fixture there for a long time.
Long time. The last one we done, we were right beside Captain Lynn Smith, and we
right.
had a great time sitting there.
Lynn's a good old boy. He's a
yes,
good one.
Sir. So, anyhow, but all I got going on, Captain Mickey, just a positive attitude leading into some good fishing coming up. I know it's going to be good.
Gotcha.
And, you know, y'all talked, I may have been one of the days how y'all talked about old Tex probably catches them while he's catfishing and everything, too, and we do.
Yeah.
We catch a bass if the line will hold it. Well, we get them up to all the last ones last year, about 5 pounds, you know, and we take pictures and turn them loose. And they run in. And one of my places down there has always been a hot spot. I had 30-pound bag of bass come off of them rocks there one time.
Oh, boy.
So there's some good cover for them bass, you know, and they'll attack those bait fish when they come through there like that.
All right, Tex. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you and get their kids out during spring break, give them a number. They'll have a great time with you. I know that.
Okay, Captain Mickey. It's 713-252-4290. And Lake Conroe Fishing Guys.com, you'll find me on there with all them kids smiling ear to ear. I call
yes,
them.
Sir. All right, Tex. Well, good luck today. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Okay, Captain Mickey. Y'all have a great one. Sound good. I've been sitting here since you came on. And
all right, buddy.
Love it all.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you, sir. See you. All right. That's Tex boning up on Lake Conroe. Now we're going to finish up. We're going to go to Lake Livingston now, to Pinwall Campground and Marina, and talk to our good friend Harry Detant, see what's up with him this morning. Harry, what's going on?
Hey, Mickey, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. I tell you what, it looks like we're going to have a good day up here today. We had a pretty good week, you know. The lake, we're about 4 or 5 inches above normal pool, and I think the release is around 14,000. And all the water's looking real good. The water looked a little bit better, and that was when we was putting around 28,000. Uh-huh. Through the lake, and then they backed it off, and that let that mud line spread just a little bit, but up here in the creek, to me the water is real good, and I think the water is going to be real good out on the lake anyway. But we had a pretty good week this week. We started seeing some crappie come in, black bass are starting to come on, and I was just looking at the weather for next week, and it looks like we ought to have a good week. Next week looked like the daytime temperatures are going to be 80 or above, so and no rain, so that's going to help. That's going to help a bunch. But anyway, things are kind of clicking along pretty good. Got a youth tournament launching this morning. I think 129 boats across Livingston, and they started launching it. They could launch at 4 a.m. this morning, which is that's pretty early. It really is. But
yeah, it is.
Anyway, hopefully everybody will be safe and have a good day. It sure was.
I'm looking up there. Wind's not a factor this morning up at Livingston.
Uh-uh.
It You got three different wind directions up there on my monitor this morning. Cape Royal has a east wind at 6, and over at Cold Spring, they got a north wind at 3, and then down at Goodrich by the dam, it's 5 out of the southeast. So three different wind directions.
I think mine, I was just looking on the TRA map. I think it was saying a while ago, I think it's about 3 miles an hour or something like that, south-southeast, I believe.
Right here, down here now, it's 25 at the North Jetty and 23 at the Galveston Fishing Pier, and the buoy out by High Island's 27, so it's blowing pretty good right along the coast out of the east.
That's a lot of wind. I mean, earlier last week, you know, we had a pretty good blow here on Livingston, and you know, I went down to one of our ramps. We was looking for debris or stuff coming up, and I walked down there, Mickey, and the morning after is nice and flat, and I looked down yonder, and I said, my gosh, look at that clear water on the ramp. You know, I mean, the water was gorgeous, you know, but
right.
Livingston started to clear up. It just kind of murked up just a little bit when they lowered that dam down. But, you know, if we get it, you know, back down, I think things are starting to be pretty good. You know, I had one guy come in yesterday, and he had got a great big old treble hook in his hand. And he walked in the door, and he's holding that hand up. And he said, I got a hook in my hand, and he had a rag on it. And I said, well, let's see what you got. And he took it off, and I said, what did you do, pull it out? And he said, I didn't know what to do. He said, I just grabbed hold of it and pulled it out. And I said, oh, Lord, I said, I looked and went to my knees just thinking about that one, you know. But anyway, his hand was, I made a pretty good little old compression ball and put some junk on it and wrapped it up, and I said, I don't know if you ought to have stitches or what. That's just up to you. I said, but you need to keep it pretty good and clean, you know. And he went ahead and went back to fishing. But I tell you what, it's hard to pull them out like that.
I mean, I know it.
They
it's nasty.
Him. I mean, I've always been amazed. You know, I've got them in my fingers and side and everything else. I mean, but, you know, that hook can be so cotton thick and sharp. But for you to push it on through, they sure feel dull, you know.
Boy, they do, man.
Like that old tin skin stretch out, you know, and you just...
Well,
you
if
just
you can pop it straight back out, that leaves you with just one hole in your hand. But when you push it through, then you got two holes.
Oh, yeah, but you know that barb, that's a meat-eating fool coming back out.
Yeah, it is. Just think what a fish thinks about that. Oh. Now you know why they get so mad when you set the hook in them.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But, you know, I had one old boy here a few years ago. He, you know, you can wrap them and you can push that down and take a piece of string and pull them back out. And he was going to do that, and he went in the back to do that, and he was pretty tanned up when he went back. And when he came out, he looked like a bed sheet. He said, I like to went to my knees, you know.
Pale as a ghost.
I know. I got one back of my head one time. And
that's the worst place. That skin is just unbelievably tough on your head, your scalp. It's terrible.
But I tell you what, Mickey, I went ahead and fished the rest of the day because I didn't have no way to get it out, and I couldn't see it to get it in, and it wasn't really bothering me. So I just pulled my cap on, and we just kept on fishing. True fisherman, baby.
Yeah,
you know, at the end, you know, we had to push it on through and clip it and take it out. But at the time, I didn't have anybody on the boat that really wanted to do that. It wasn't bothering me that much anyway. So
Harry, I'm out of time already, buddy. If somebody wants to come up to Pentwall Campground and Marina or give you a call, what's a good way to get a hold of you, buddy?
Just give us a call up here at Pentwall, and that's 936-967-4752.
All right, my friend. Harry, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. See you, buddy.
I'll have a good day.
We're going to do it. Later, man. All right, it's Harry Detan up at Lake Livingston, and that's all the time we have for today's show. If you get time, come on out to the fishing show today. We'll have a blast. And we'll be back here in the morning, bright and early, at 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
Hallelujah, I'm a bum.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.